Open mic on CJSF 90.1 is where you can listen to fresh new releases from any genre, any day of the week. Visit cjsf.ca for the latest open mic schedule.
You're listening to an encore edition of the Rockin' Blues Show, episode number 343, originally aired back on April 7th, 2018. I'll be back next week with two new hours of the best in rock and blues music. Enjoy the show.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca because you are better than most people. Thank you.
Welcome to week 343 of the Rock and Blues Show. I'm your host, Brent Morrison. I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing the best in rock and blues music. This is without a doubt one of my favorite shows of the year, the show when we celebrate the birth of the legendary Muddy Waters. But we'll get to that later, starting things off from his brand new release, Sometimes the Blues Got Me, his Delmark Records debut. This is Chicago's Breezy Rodeo with Doctor from the Hood.
Doctor from the hood.
A doctor from the hood.
That's a doctor from the hood.
A
it's all good. Doctor from the hood, he will make you feel so fine. No more worries on your mind. Thank you.
closing out our opening set of rock and blues music from his 2018 release, Winning Hand, we had Atlanta's Tinsley Ellis with Satisfied. Before that, from his 2018 solo blues debut, Miles Goodwin and Friends of the Blues, we had Halifax's Miles Goodwin featuring Kenny Blues Boss Wayne on piano and Frank Marino on guitar with I'll Hate You Till Death Do Us Part. And I got this week's show started off with Chicago's Breezy Rodeo and Doctor from the Hood from his brand new release, Sometimes the Blues Got Me. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set from her new release, Voodoo Woman, this is Canada's Crystal Shawanda with the title track.
Yeah. Don't ask me my name. Well, I won't answer you.
Illustrating or photography skills?
Looking for a fun way to get involved on campus?
Come be a part of the Peak, SFU's student-run newspaper.
We have six different sections for you to contribute to, from news to opinions to humor.
You get the chance to build your portfolio
and an opportunity to be published in print and on our website.
Interested? Email our promotions coordinator at promotions@the-peak.ca.
Yes, the same old girl. Who's in a pain.
Closing out that set, recorded in 1951 for Sun Records, that was the legendary Big Walter Horton with Blues in the Morning. Big Walter Horton was born 101 years ago Friday, April 6, 1917, in Horn Lake, Mississippi. As a youngster, he began playing with members of the Memphis Jug Band, as well as legendary bluesman Johnny Shines and David Honeyboy Edwards. He began recording for Sam Phillips at Sun Records in 1951, and in 1953 joined the Muddy Waters Band. More comfortable as a sideman than a band leader, Horton also recorded with Otis Rush, Coco Taylor, Jimmy Rogers, Fleetwood Mac, and others. He was nominated for two Blues Music Awards, winning the first ever Traditional Blues Male Artist Award in 1980. In 1982, a year after his death, he was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame. Before that, from their 2017 release, Approved by Snakes, we had New Orleans' Jason Ricci and the Bad Kind with 515. And we got that set started off with Canada's Crystal Shawanda and the title track from her 2017 release, Voodoo Woman. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set from his brand new release, Feeling Fine, this is Edmonton, Alberta's Doctor of the Blues, Marshall Lawrence, with Going Down to Memphis.
Well, I'm going down to Memphis in a
that man.
Pass the sugar, mama.